Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Tip FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee.
Good evening and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. Today we'll be talking about litter and recycling centres, as well as climate action funding available in County Tipperary.
We're not allowed to throw on the floor the trash because it's going to be a big mess.
No chewing gums on the floor.
It's where you don't throw rubbish on the floor and you keep the world tidy.
And what do you think we can do to stop people littering?
To put them in the bin.
Not
to put the rubbish in the bin and to save the turtles.
Tell them that's not good to put rubbish on the floor or in the sea.
Earlier this week, as part of the 2025 Anti-Dumping Initiative, Tipperary County Council offered householders the opportunity to recycle their old or unused mattresses for free. To tell us more, I spoke to Climate Action Coordinator of Tipperary County Council, Claire Lee.
Tipperary County Council is actively promoting recycling and reuse. One of the initiatives that's happening across the civic community sites is a mattress amnesty. So you can take a mattress there free of charge, and mattresses in Tipperary are actually fully recycled, and Tipperary County Council works with a company that recycles them, so it's great news that they're not landfilled or anything like that.
Brilliant, yeah. And of course you can recycle so many different materials at the recycling centres as well.
Yes, the recycling centres take a range of different materials and they're open to the public. They're in many of the towns, and more of the detail can be found on the County Council website in that respect.
Yeah.
I suppose in general, in terms of climate action, Tipperary County Council is actively promoting climate action, and climate action is the reduction of our energy emissions but also adapting to climate change. The County Council has two key roles in this. Obviously, we're a big organisation and we have energy emissions and we have vehicles and buildings and staff. So we have to reduce our own emissions. Like an organisation, in any organisation, we have targets to meet. So we have to reduce our emissions by over 50% by 2030. So we're actively looking at how we can do that in our buildings and in our fleet. But another key way which the County Council helps climate action in the country is helping communities to be climate active themselves.
So the annual report on the progress of Tipperary County Council's climate action plan, can you tell us about how it's getting on?
Absolutely. So Tipperary County Council produces a report every year just setting out how the County Council embeds climate action across all its services. Like, there's a huge range of services that the County Council provides. You might have seen the active travel programs. It retrofits its houses in terms of making them more energy efficiency. There's a public lighting upgrade ongoing as well all across the county. So lighting has been changed to LED lighting, which is much more efficient. Lots of things like that going on. You might have seen also areas of biodiversity planting. The council is cutting areas less these days, and that's on purpose, actually. It's to help with the birds and the bees and biodiversity. It's also important from a point of view of carbon capture. The more green spaces you have, the more carbon is stored, the less water runs off as well into our sewers. So these are the kind of things that are happening. But other things that are happening as well is funding for climate action. And I can chat to you a little bit, Ellie, about the current funding. So the County Council, now I'm just talking from the climate action section, the environment section of the County Council, we offer a fund called the Community Climate Action Fund. And at present, there are 25 community groups doing great work around climate action projects across the entire county. So that Community Climate Action Fund will open again probably next September for applications. Communities that are members of the Public Participation Network can apply for funding under that programme. So we'll be in touch with the Public Participation Network and our networks to advertise that in due course. And I'll certainly be in touch with you as well, Ellie, at that point. But at the minute, there's also another much smaller Community Climate Action Event Fund. So just some detail around that, Ellie. The Ontashka National Climate Action Week is going to be held in October this year. So the County Council has decided to make small-scale grants available to communities. We're looking at funds of up to €300, so very small. But the idea is to give community groups a chance to maybe hold an evening event or a day event It could be a sustainable food event or a biodiversity related event. Could be a walk. For example, somebody might have a garden that they might be prepared to open and invite people in. This fund is there to help just cover the costs, maybe of refreshments and getting things done and having people around. We're trying to encourage, I suppose, people to think outside the box in terms of climate action and learn from each other as well. So details on that can be found on the Tipperary County Council website. So it's called the Community Climate Action Event Fund, and there's a closing date there of the 21st of July 2025. There's a simple application form there, so it's designed to be simple and to encourage people to engage.
Great, that sounds brilliant. So it's not only is it encouraging people to help the environment, but it's also a great way to meet new people and socialise as well.
Exactly, Ellie. That's exactly it. And community groups need to be members of the Public Participation Network. This is a fantastic group of public community groups all across the county. And it's a great way to stay informed as well. And as you said, to meet others.
And in terms of, you know, reducing our carbon emissions across the county of Tipperary, is there anything that people can do at home? You know, like it's very expensive to change your car to an electric car, or is there anything on transport or people's reducing their use?
Look, we could talk all day around this one, Ellie. Absolutely. I often say to people just to take small steps. If you can maybe travel less, maybe try and travel less. If you can walk more, do that. Here in Clonmel, we have a fantastic new bus service, and it's actually really easy to use and gets you around the town really easily. So have a think about maybe just trying that out to get from A to B. If you can, maybe use the new cycling routes. And often maybe the best things are on our own doorsteps. Go up the mountain for a hike instead of maybe going to the beach. Think about buying locally, staying local, supporting local. And I suppose, yeah, loving your county, I think, is good advice. That's really important from a climate action perspective.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
If you have something you don't want to use and you bought it for so much money and you don't want to sell it, then you can just use it again.
Okay, so Fiona, you had a free mattress day at the recycling centre there in Clonmel this week. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we did. We had mattress amnesty, free recycling at all our recycling centres there over the last 2 weeks. And it was sponsored under the Government of Ireland Anti-Dumping Initiative. So it was a great incentive this year. We haven't the figures in yet, but anecdotal evidence anyway is there's about 1,000 mattresses so far brought into all our recycling centres. And they go then for recycling to Citrix, their company up in County Longford, and they get recycled. Every part of the mattress is taken apart and every component of the mattress is recycled then and reused for things like cushioning for couches and insulation and underfloor carpets and that underlay. So it's a really positive circular economy programme, and we're delighted that we kind of had it again this year.
Nice. I was just going to say every bit of those mattresses has gone on then to be recycled. Yeah,
and it's great to see something like that instead of a mattress ending up illegally dumped on the side of the road. It's a brilliant initiative, and you know, we're really proud to get behind it.
And how many recycling centres do we have in County Tipperary?
So we have 5 altogether. We have one here in Clonmel in the Carrageen Industrial Estate. We have one in Cashel in Waller's Lot. We have one in Donohill, just outside Tipperary Town. We have one then in Rossgray and Nina as well. So 5 in total across the entire county.
And is there anything that you think people can be doing to reduce the waste that they need to get rid of?
Well, I suppose, look, the number one thing I suppose really is prevention, to look at what you're generating yourself at home, and that might go for, you know, your weekly shop and that, to look at what packaging is around objects and that, and maybe leave the waste behind you in the supermarket. And, you know, I suppose start using reusables, your reusable cups and bottles and that, like, you know. But I suppose the one thing, if you look at the recycling pyramid, the best thing is prevention, like the best cure of all. So, and again, I suppose even if you look at your fashion, and fast fashion is a huge thing at the moment as well, do we really need to be buying a new outfit for every occasion? You know, there's plenty of other options there, like swap shops and clothes hire and that. So there's lots of little things that we can do that'll make a big impact.
Yeah, I guess back when I was in school, you know, there was big emphasis on reduce, reuse, recycle, but there was no mention of the circular economy, and that's like kind of where we're going forward now with the environment and climate action.
Absolutely, like it's gone beyond the 3 R's now, like, you know, it's about keeping things in use for longer. And the whole thing about circularity, you know, things easily been passed on again, and maybe going back to the old way things were done, people did keep things in use for longer. to move away from this constant, you know, linear model of just consuming and wasting, and think about before you buy or that, and think about how things can be passed on or swapped or hired or reused again.
And I saw a new initiative for the Green Hub in Tipperary Town. What's going on with that?
Oh yeah, we launched that last year. It's a Green Hub initiative funding that we got from the Regional Waste Management Authority. So it's really focused on businesses and hospitality businesses, and we're trying to really get them to get back to basics, to look at their waste cycles and how best they can segregate, and especially looking at food waste reduction in that as well. So this year now we're looking at Cashel as our new Green Hub location, and again we will be targeting the hospitality businesses, but we'll be going out there with consultants as well to look at their waste bills and their waste streams, and you know, trying to give practical advice and training to staff and how best to segregate waste.
Amazing, that's yeah. So cool.
What we're finding is there's an awful lot of contamination in the waste streams. So, you know, food waste ends up not being proper food waste. You know, we have a lot of contaminants in that. So, look, we just want to get it right from the start and get people educated about it. So
making sure that the food waste is 100% organic material and compostable.
Absolutely. That's it. Like, you know, and what they can do then after as well with food waste. So, look, we'll have consultants on board that will be able to advise on all this. So, look, it's all the information, again, is on our website. And, look, we will invite any businesses in Tip Town, and we would go to launch in Cashel as well to get involved in this project.
And so when is that launching?
Well, we'd be looking into probably autumn now, maybe September that, but the work is in progress at the moment. Keep an eye on our website and socials.
And what about home composting?
All right, home composting. Well, I suppose what we were doing, we're pushing out the brown bin collection and curbside collection that came in at the start of last year, where every household with a bin collection are actually entitled to a brown bin. So we would have done a lot of promotion with our brown bin caddy packs, again with mywaste.ie, and we would have promoted these at all the summer shows, just to encourage people to, for proper, you know, food composting at home, and you know, the bins are labelled up and all that, and what should go in again, and to avoid contaminants and that as well, and to keep the bin intruders out, and for this to go into, you know, transfer then into your brown bin then for collection, for proper compost after. Another initiative that we ran this year was the Rubbish Film Festival, which was our first year involved with it, and Create Schools, who went out into several secondary schools throughout the county, and they brought their expertise with them, and it was targeted at TY students to create a 1 minute film on anything to do with climate change. And we had a lot of documentaries done on fast fashion and, you know, waste segregation and false information about climate and that. But so it was a really brilliant success this year, and our winners were the Presentation Secondary School here in Clonmel for the fastest fashion show, and we had the Presentation Secondary School in Ballingarry then came second, and then the best poster went to Sculvera down in Carrickonshore. And again, they were all in the fast fashion vein, but they were brilliant documentaries, and they're all up on our website to view. So for anyone to watch after the fact, they're all YouTube videos that are available on our website.
What is sustainability?
Sustainability, I suppose, being practical and keeping things in use for longer. And I suppose sustainable practice is in every walk, like, you know, at home, at school, at work, to try to be as sustainable and clever about the way we use things.
What do you think about electric cars?
I haven't progressed to one yet, but yeah, sure, look, it's the way things are going. I suppose people are maybe a little bit weary, but they're going for, I suppose, maybe a hybrid version first and then moving on to electric vehicle. But look, it's just the way forward. I'm sure that we'll all, in a couple of years, will be. But I suppose we need to get the infrastructure in place first. And, you know, once that's in place, the people will come and they'll start to use.
That's Fiona Flynn there, Staff Officer of the Environment and Climate Action Section of Tipperary County Council. Now, in my travels across the county to different schools, lots of kids have told me about their involvement in the Picker Pals programme, and they seem to be hyper aware of the need to reduce litter. Fiona tells me about a big clean that's planned for the county and other things that the council are doing.
Yeah, well, we would have obviously a big involvement with the Tidy Towns and the schools through the Green Schools programme. Lots of schools do the litter and waste flag, so they would be very conscious about litter and waste around their general area. We'd also get behind the spring clean, Antashka spring clean every year, where we'd provide cleaning equipment to various tidy towns and voluntary groups around the county, and then we'd often arrange then for the litter to be picked up afterwards and brought to our recycling centres. And last year we ran the Tip Team cleanup, and hoping to run it again this year towards the end of the summer, and we have funding for that through the anti-dumping initiative. So we'd be asking again for voluntary groups and tidy towns and that to come out and help with a big cleanup of the county, to help with, of course, you know, indiscriminate dumping around the county, which still is an issue. But all these initiatives are, you know, they're a great help with controlling litter problem in the county.
Why do you think that is still an issue?
I suppose it's just, you know, I suppose what we would see is a lot of maybe takeaway litter in that, like, you know, and last time now we have seen an improvement with regards to bottle and plastic waste in that, because of obviously the bring back scheme. But it, unfortunately, it's still a problem in certain black spots, you know, around the county. And I suppose it's just, I suppose it's kind of maybe an educational part that needs to be done as well as to the impact of litter on in our countryside and that. Like, and we hope through the various initiatives that this brings awareness to some of the problem areas that are out there.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Tip FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee.